Hello and welcome to FGM TV, bringing you in-depth news of Falun Gong from North America, China, and around the world. I'm Susan Mitchell. Today's program is being taped in mid-July 2001, just 1 week before the second anniversary of Jiang Zemin banning the practice of Falun Gong in China. In the last 24 months, he has systematically increased the brutality of the persecution, leading to more than 250 deaths in custody and the detention of more than 50,000 people. All of those people were simply wanting to exercise freedoms supposedly guaranteed by the Constitution of the People's Republic of China: freedom of belief, freedom of expression, and freedom of peaceful assembly. In this broadcast, we will have items focusing on new legislation in China and the response from Falun Gong practitioners in the U.S. and Canada. Also, some colorful coverage of Falun Gong practitioners in summer parades and festivals in Canada. Let's begin with a short overview of the new Chinese legislation. Stepping up its persecution, Jiang Zemin's regime recently labeled Falun Gong a counter-revolutionary political organization and political power, and issued a stricter legal directive. We would like to remind everyone that Falun Gong practitioners have nothing to do with politics. According to the state-run Xinhua News Agency, China is adding interpretation clauses to its laws to justify their persecution. Now, any Falun Gong practitioner who produces or disseminates more than 300 copies of materials on Falun Gong can be sentenced to 3 to 7 years in jail. Those found supplying information about the suppression to foreign media can be charged as spies. This effectively means that any Falun Gong practitioner charged under that crime could be sentenced to death. We call upon the international community to help stop Jiang's Nazi-style brutality and this organized and premeditated murder currently taking place in China. With the rising death toll of Falun Gong practitioners in China, practitioners in the U.S. and Canada have taken to the streets with an SOS for those in detention and being tortured, and they're doing it by walking, cycling, driving from coast to coast, or maintaining a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week presence in front of Chinese consulates and embassies. 7 teams in the U.S. from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston, Atlanta, Orlando, Florida, Boston, and New York are heading for Washington, D.C. On July 20th, they will join thousands of others at a rally commemorating the second anniversary of the crackdown. Along the way, they are clarifying the truth to the public, encouraging people to explore the ancient Chinese cultivation practice of body, mind, and spirit that has brought peace of mind and numerous health benefits to themselves, their families, and millions around the world. In Canada, Jerry Smith, a 54-year-old Nortel Networks engineer in Ottawa, started a 330-hour round-the-clock vigil in front of the Ottawa Chinese Embassy on July the 6th. Zen and Dalnicki from Toronto talked with Jerry.
I'm here because I suppose I'm a little upset by the more killings, and we heard about the 15 more cruel deaths that happened. And when I heard also them saying that if the all the practitioners who hadn't given up Falun Gong by the 20th would be suffocated to death. And so I know I have to do something. If they would at least listen, that would be the possibility of a beginning, to see that maybe that they're stepping on the flower, the gift that Falun Gong is, squashing this gift that they've been given. And they're using, they're turning Chinese people against each other to try and persecute Falun Gong. So they're tearing the country apart, people apart.
On returning home after talking with Jerry, Zen and Dalnicki was inspired to begin a similar round-the-clock vigil in front of the Chinese consulate in Toronto. He was joined by Connie Chipka, a mother of four.
My name is Zen and Dalnicki. I've been a Falun Gong practitioner for 3 years, and I'm here at the Chinese consulate for the next 7 days to appeal for the Falun Gong practitioners who have been brutally killed and the other many, many thousands who are languishing in labor camps and in mental hospitals in China for simply staying true in their hearts to the practice of Falun Gong. I feel that I have to do something to help these people because they're dying to protect what has given me a new life.
I'm from Mississauga, and the reason that I feel that I have to be here is because I heard that the Chinese president, Jiang Zemin, has ordered all Falun Gong men, women, and children to be killed. And on one day in June, I heard that the police, under his orders, murdered 15 women. And so, as a woman, I know Falun Dafa is peaceful and good, and I feel so much better doing this practice and following truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, that I want to be here so everyone can see how peaceful it is and to know that Jiang Zemin is wrong and that he's committing unspeakable crimes in China. I guess I didn't do enough. I guess I let it go too long. And now, that's why I'm here. Enough is enough is enough. And I will try with every breath that I have to let people know Falun Dafa is good, Falun Dafa is peaceful, and these women shouldn't have lost their lives.
Summer is a time for festivals all over the world, and one of the largest in Canada is the country's birthday on July the 1st. People came out to celebrate from coast to coast, and so did Falun Gong practitioners. Parade watchers in Ontario enjoyed seeing their smiling faces and serene exercises on parade floats in Sarnia, East York, downtown Toronto, and Scarborough. A few weeks earlier, the annual Canadian Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in Ottawa during the Tulip Festival. One of the highlights of the week-long festivities was a Sunday afternoon flotilla of decorated boats down the Rideau Canal. The little Falun Dafa boat, with its practitioners' arms opening like flowers, moved smoothly through the water, carrying its message of peace and goodwill past throngs of waving people. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll want to tune in again to learn more about Falun Gong, this ancient, peaceful practice of mind, body, and spirit that comes from China.